Imagine living two lives simultaneously, one of deep inner silence and another of active engagement with the world. This paradox sits at the heart of A Cup of Tea, Osho's collection of intimate letters written to his disciples between 1962 and 1971. Unlike works crafted for publication, these personal correspondences reveal the unfiltered wisdom of a mystic in direct communion with his students. The letters form a spiritual touchstone that has influenced seekers worldwide, from celebrities to everyday truth seekers. What makes this collection remarkable is how it invites us into the private conversations between a master and those seeking transformation. Through these letters, we glimpse a profound truth. Awakening doesn't mean escaping the world, but experiencing it from a radically different dimension of being. I live in deep emptiness while simultaneously engaging with the world, Osho reveals. Like a wheel turning around an unmoving center, or a dancer internally still while in motion, true awakening means participating fully in life while remaining anchored in silence. Despite interactions, Osho maintains an inner stillness where nothing moves. This paradoxical state reflects truth as inaction in action, stillness in motion, eternity in change. His metaphors include a mirror reflecting everything while untouched, the sky holding clouds without being affected, and the ocean's depths remaining calm despite surface storms. The physical world, seemingly most real, is actually most ephemera. Yet Osho doesn't advocate withdrawal. Awareness, not abandonment, is key. Like a lotus flower rooted in mud but blooming above water, we can participate in both realms simultaneously. This awareness shifts perception from body to soul. We begin to watch thoughts like passing clouds and experience emotions without becoming them. Some truths can only be known through direct experience, just as death is known only through dying and truth through diving deep within. Abandon achievement in meditation, Osho advises, challenging our goal-oriented mindset. Our effort creates tension, and expecting peace brings restlessness. The harder we try, the more we strengthen the ego self meditation aims to transcend. Stop thinking, "I am doing it," he writes, and surrender to that which is. This surrender leads to fullness beyond conceptual understanding. Meditation simply removes obstacles to what's already present. As thoughts cease, emptiness naturally emerges. The process begins with witnessing, observing the mind without judgment. This creates separation between consciousness and mental content. We recognize we are not our thoughts, but the awareness in which thoughts arise. When witnessing fully dawns, thoughts naturally vanish, opening the door to bliss. Results come slowly but certainly, requiring patience that contrast with our culture's demand for immediate gratification. Through persistent witnessing, meditation gradually dissolves unconscious complexes, revealing them as mere dreams. Osho presents effort and surrender as complementary forces in spiritual growth. Initially, effort is essential to recognize how we're smothered by mind and to distinguish ourselves from it. Yet striving itself creates obstacles. The paradox? Effort is necessary but must eventually yield to surrender, not passive resignation but active letting go. Remember surrender, Osho advises. Surrender is the only door to God, emptiness the only boat sailing to Him. The resolution comes through total engagement that includes letting go. The thirst must be intense, the work tireless, the waiting endless, the calling wholehearted, all contained in one word, prayer. This prayer isn't performed but felt, a surrender without words or demands. Ultimate surrender abandons even spiritual ambitions, revealing that God is when you are not. Samsara is nirvana, sound is mantra, all beings are God, Osho declares, challenging our tendency to divide reality into opposing categories. These distinctions exist only in perception, not reality itself. The world is how one sees it. Open your eyes. This non-dual perspective applies to spiritual practice. He rejects separation between worldly and spiritual life. Don't seek nirvana as opposed to life. Turn life itself into nirvana. Those who truly know don't escape from life, but transform their relationship with it. Osho extends this integration to emotions we typically judge negatively. Don't fear sexual desire. Fear begins defeat, he writes. Accept it. Be aware of it. Bring it from unconscious to conscious. Condemnation creates division, the root of all conflict, preventing totality. Rather than fighting ourselves, Osho recommends awareness and acceptance. Meditate on desire when it arises. Watch mindfully without resistance or escape. This approach transforms desires through conscious attention. This transcendence of opposites includes seeing life and death as aspects of a single process. Our fear of death stems from identifying with finite form. Remember the formless and know immortality, he advises, pointing to what transcends both birth and death. The I cannot be dropped because it doesn't exist, Osho writes. It must be understood, like bringing light to darkness. The ego isn't a thing but a process, a collection of thoughts, memories, and identifications creating the illusion of a separate self. Without thought, mind becomes infinite space. In thoughtless awareness, one ceases being a drop and becomes oceanic. This realization creates energy that eliminates the karmic past. The ego dissolves through complete understanding. Awareness of the present moment reveals there is no me inside, he writes. The ego exists only in past or future, while awareness exists only in the now. By fully inhabiting the present, we naturally step out of ego identification. Ego is unawareness. Awareness is egolessness. Freedom from ego identification ends suffering. Once ego surrenders, suffering ends, as ego causes all pain, Osho explains. When everything is seen as God, complaints cease. This marks the shift from complaint to gratitude, from separation to unity. The ultimate paradox. In losing the self, we find a deeper identity. Search until the seeker vanishes. There you'll meet him, Osho writes. Where the I is lost, there he is. What we discover isn't annihilation, but fullness, a presence too complete to be contained in a separate self. Meditation means be playful and transcend seriousness, Osho declares. Life isn't serious. Existence isn't serious. This challenges traditions equating spirituality with solemnity. For Osho, only disease is serious, and death, and death's exploiters, the priests. True life is purposeless and festive. Osho sees the universe as fundamentally playful rather than purposeful. The universe cares for little but play, while humans do hardly anything but work. The utilitarian mindset misses reality's essential nature, which exists beyond utility. The meditative person works that they may play, while the unmeditative plays only to work better, reflecting whether we see life as its own joyful expression or merely means to an end. Don't seek purpose, live totally, he advises. Make life a dance, not a grave affair. The search for meaning often creates meaninglessness, while accepting life's inherent purposelessness paradoxically fills it with joy. Approach meditation with lightness rather than determination. God's temple opens only to dancing, singing, happy hearts. When we drop seriousness and embrace existence's playful nature, we discover an ecstasy not of this world, the natural joy of being fully alive without the burden of purpose.